Heaven's Potatoes. It's funny the things a person can remember over a frying pan full of potatoes. He recalled the sights, sounds, and smell of a time long since past. Of things better off forgotten, memories left locked in a closet of skeletons, never to see the light of day. In Preston's case, he paused, shuffling potatoes around, then adding generous amounts of white pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, and a little more butter. Satisfied, he stirred the ingredients, happy with the aroma and soft sizzling sound of diced spuds made in a hot surface of the butter-coated frying pan. The stove had been on high, and now he turned it down below medium and placed the glass lid on. Most things in life are best left to simmer. That little truth is especially true when it comes to the fine art of murder. He smiled at that thought. Maybe Alfred Hitchcock had said that, or at least something close to it. In his case, there were no murdered skeletons in his closet. But he did have a lengthy shit list of people that a fate deemed sufferable heard. He wouldn't object, and in truth, he'd rejoice. Maybe his memories came more from the fact that this morning when taking the trash out, he'd seen a homeless girl digging through the rat-littered trash cans outside his Seattle apartment. She might have been 20, but under the hooded head, blonde hair flowed, and as she looked up for a moment, her meth-riddled face shone demons he'd never face or have the inclination to. She looked at him with suspicion, without being able to hold his gaze for long, while asking if the apartment had compost bins, because she was trying, like the rats he'd seen so often, searching for a suitable meal. It was sad and pitiful watching her dig through the rat-infested garbage. And yet he did know what that was like. She'd found a discarded bouquet of fake flowers and was attempting to rearrange them as a girl of 9 might try to do. They were important to her, yet totally destroyed beyond repair. Yet she did not give up on them because they were all she seemed to have in this world. Until the need for meth took over, and she'd be forced to. He stopped himself right there, not wanting to go further, not wanting to face the ugliness of her reality. And yet, there was some sort of semblance to his own past, something recognizable. And being homeless as a child, not by his choice, but rather by his own mother. Life, after all, is about choice. Most we have control over, yet some are simply handed down to us to swallow like a poisonous pill. This is your narrator and writer, T. Mitchell Adams. I hope you've enjoyed Preston's Potatoes, as I am somewhat out of practice of both recording and writing. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.